Kellogg's Pep.
The super delicious cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who is today somewhere over the vast stretches of ocean, hoping against hope to find some trace of Jimmy Olsen and Poco. We'll join him in a moment. But first, Dan McCullough wants to have a word with us. Go ahead, Dan.
Say, gang, haven't you often wondered what some of the famous Allied planes really look like? Well, right now is your chance to start finding out. That is, if you've been making super delicious Kellogg's Pep your regular breakfast cereal. You see, there's a swell colored cardboard plane model right inside every single Pep package. And among the models you can get are four British and two Russian planes. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. Exciting planes like the British Lancaster Heavy Bomber, the Russian 118 Fighter, the American B-34 Ventura Bomber, the British Whirlwind Fighter, and the American Dauntless Dive Bomber. Best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for these models, not even a box top. There's a plane in every Pep package. So, gang, if you've been missing out on these grand prices, get busy right away. Ask your mother to get a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which plane model you find inside. And remember that name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman.
When the space shell bearing Jimmy Olsen and Poco crashed near the North Pole, our friends were rescued by two Eskimos, a brother and sister named Utak and Nulia. But German soldiers who had secretly garrisoned the barren territory discovered the presence of Jimmy and Poco and condemned them and Utak and Nulia to death. Meanwhile, learning that a Coast Guard cutter had sighted the space shell the day before near Iceland, Superman streaked far north over the Atlantic Ocean where, in a raging storm, he spotted the cutter sinking beneath mountainous waves. Plunging deep into the wild sea to rescue the crew of the doomed vessel, he finds it deserted. And as we join him now, we're searching the storm-tossed waters for the shipwrecked Coast Guardsman.
Crew must have put off in lifeboats, but they can't be far away. They're still alive. That ship only sank a little while ago. I'd better spot them soon, or this storm will finish them. Trying to find a lifeboat in this sea is like looking for a needle in a... Wait a minute. What's that? There's a boat down there, full of men. Uh-oh, it's capsizing. Down to it. Down!
Breaking down into the icy waters, Superman picks up the nearly capsized lifeboat and carries it and its half-drowned occupants to the American base on Iceland. 2 hours later, once more in the guise and garb of Clark Kent, eighth reporter, he enters the naval infirmary with Vice Admiral Edward Martin.
This way, Kent. The medical officer said we can see Captain Sawyer now.
Oh, that's fine, Admiral Martin. Counting on him to put me on the trail of the space shell.
Well, I'm sure he'll tell you whatever he knows.
Good.
Incidentally, I've been trying to recall the last time you and I met. It was last spring at the Northwest Peninsula, wasn't it?
That's right.
Superman brought you up there just as he brought you up here today. You and he must be pretty close.
You're surprised, Admiral.
What's that?
Huh? Oh, nothing.
Too bad Superman couldn't stay. I know Captain Sawyer would want to thank him for saving his life and the lives of his crew. Here we are. After you, Kent.
Oh, thanks.
Captain, how are you feeling?
I'm all right, sir. Just a bit weak.
Well, now, don't try to sit up. You've had a bad time of it. This is Clark Kent, Captain Sawyer. You can speak freely before him.
Yes, sir. Glad to know you, Mr. Kent.
I'm glad to know you, Captain. Now, about the space shell you saw yesterday...
Just a moment, Kent. Captain, I presume a German submarine sank your ship?
No, sir. It wasn't a sub.
It wasn't? So what was it?
Well, sir, I know it sounds strange, but I don't know what sank my ship.
Oh, pardon me for interrupting, but I may be too late now to do anything about that space shell. Every second counts,
please,
so if you
Kent,
don't...
This matter is much more important than your space shell.
But, Admiral,
we'll get to the space shell in a moment. Now, Captain, you were saying?
Yes, sir. I don't know what sank my ship. I know what a torpedo's like. I've had three ships torpedoed under me, but this wasn't a torpedo. And we were having a bad time in the storm, going slow, so even if our equipment missed detecting anything, we'd have seen a mine, same as we did the iceberg.
The iceberg?
That's right.
Now, wait a minute, Captain. There are no icebergs in these waters at this season of the year.
That's what I told myself when I saw it, sir, but there it was, sticking out of the water just a few feet. We came around to blow it up before it drifted down into the convoy lanes, but before we could come around, bingo, something exploded under us and practically blew us out of the water.
A tremendous charge, whatever it was. The entire hull of the ship was blown out.
Huh? How do you know, Kent?
Superman went down to look at the ship before he picked up the lifeboat. He told me.
Yes, sir. That's another reason I knew it wasn't a torpedo. There was only a single explosion, but the ship cracked apart like an eggshell.
Well, Captain, did you see the iceberg again?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, sir, I didn't. And I can't figure how I came to see it in the first place. Those icebergs come down later in the year when the thaws start up north and the frozen sea begins to break up.
Did you hit the iceberg, Captain?
No, sir. We started to come around to blow it up when something hit us.
That's very strange. Kent, this isn't for publication.
Well, no. I understand, Admiral.
There have been three other unexplainable sinkings in these waters lately. We put on a big hunt for German subs, but didn't spot one.
They're prowling farther south around the convoy.
Yes, right? But this is a strange thing. We picked up some survivors from the last two sinkings I just mentioned. And they said they'd seen icebergs before their ships blew up, too.
They did?
Yes. And I'm wondering if the icebergs had anything to do with the sinkings.
Could they, sir? A big iceberg might ram and tear a hole in the ship, but it couldn't explode it.
I know.
Well, suppose the iceberg carried an explosive charge concealed in it and a mechanism to attract it to a ship when it drifted near.
By George, Kent, I wonder if...
Explosives of an iceberg? Sounds crazy.
Well, some of the other secret weapons in this war sounded crazy, too, at first.
But how could explosives get in an iceberg?
That's what I'd like to know. No, I'm afraid that theory's out, Kent.
Okay. But look, Admiral, Captain Sawyer has told you all he knows. Can I ask him about the space shell now?
Sure, yes. Go ahead.
Well, what space shell, Mr. Kent?
Well, you radioed that you'd seen what looked like a large glass ball.
Oh, that. Say, that was another strange thing. I saw through my glass a big glass ball falling out of the sky.
Where was this?
About 400 miles north of here.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to fall into the ocean, but suddenly it stopped falling and shot up so fast I couldn't follow it.
You saw two people in it?
Yes. One of them was a short, fat man.
Poco.
Who?
Oh, never mind. Which way did it fly?
North by east. Yeah, I forgot all about it after we were blown up. It was the weirdest thing I ever...
Yes, well, thanks very much, Captain. So long now. Goodbye, Admiral.
Where are you going, Captain?
After that space shell. Jim Olsen and Poco are in it, and I'm afraid... Well, I hope I'm not too late.
What are you talking about? How are you going to chase the space shell?
I'm expecting Superman to do that. I'll see you again, Admiral.
Wait, Kent. I'll come with you.
But I'm in a hurry, sir.
Hold it just a minute. Look, Kent, is Superman coming back here?
Well, I think so.
Then see here. Superman can do a greater service than hunting for that space shell.
Well, not right now, Admiral. Jim Olsen and Poco are in that shell. They're friends of mine.
I understand, and I'd certainly like to do all I can for them.
Well,
but, Kent, they're only 10 men. Only 2 men, rather. What I have in mind involves the lives of thousands of our soldiers.
What do you mean?
Look, Kent, I think you just might be right about the iceberg.
The iceberg? Oh, you
they
mean...
They might have been loaded with explosives and floated into these waters somehow by our enemies.
I think it's very possible, Admiral, and I mean, Superman... Well, I'll tell him about it, and I'm sure he'll do all he can as soon as he finds the space shell.
But that might be too late. 4 ships have already been sunk.
But...
Kent, I'm going to trust you. One of the largest troop convoys of the whole war will pass through these waters tonight on its way to Europe. And if the enemy has devised some fiendish way of sending icebergs down here, loaded with explosives...
Great Scott.
Exactly. We may suffer tremendous losses. Now, we're equipped to handle enough Nazi U-boats. But these icebergs... If that's their new secret weapon, well, we're momentarily baffled by them. As you know, it takes time to devise countermeasures for new enemy weapons.
Well, can't the convoy escort be on the alert for them?
Yes, of course. But our equipment can't detect the explosives in the icebergs, or the icebergs themselves in time. And there's still a terrific storm raging. Our planes can't take off to hunt for these new death traps.
I see. So you want Superman to do that?
Unless the storm lets up, which isn't likely. Yes, I would like him to. Only he can do the job in time. Locate the icebergs and see if they're what we think they are. Then, find out where they're coming from.
Yes, only Superman can do that job in time. That means giving up the hunt for Jim and Poco. Perhaps losing them forever.
I think Superman would make that choice, Kent. Difficult as it is. Where is Superman? I think I can convince him.
He's closer than you think, Admiral. And you have convinced him.
What do you mean? Where is he? I don't see him.
I mean, you've convinced me, and knowing Superman... Well, I'm certain that when I've explained it to him, he'll decide that Jim and Poco are important, but not as important as that convoy of troops.
I'm sure he will, too, Kent. Your country and his will be grateful for whatever he can do. How soon do you expect to see him?
Why, any minute now, I guess.
I see. Do you want to wait for him in my office?
No, thanks. I think I'll wait here.
Very well. I'll see you later.
Right.
His face bleak. Clark can't wait for Admiral Martin to fade from sight. Knowing that he must abandon Jimmy Olsen and Poco to their unknown fate while he fights this new and mysterious menace to our country's safety.
We'll return in a moment for the climax of today's episode. But first, here's a tip on a real treat.
I know that I don't have to remind you fellows and girls what fun it is to get a really super treat at breakfast time. Because, well, I'm sure that you like good food just as much as I do. But say, when you can get this treat plus an exciting prize besides, well, that's really something to shout about. And, gang, that's just exactly what happens when you make super delicious Kellogg's Pep your regular breakfast cereal. Now, first of all, you get one of the best tasting treats you ever took a spoon to. Crisp, golden whole wheat flakes that taste so doggone good you just naturally come right back for seconds. But that's not all. No, sir, there's a swell prize in every single Pep package. It's a colored cardboard plane model that's just as easy as pie to put together. Now, there are 14 different models you can get altogether. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And best of all, you don't have to send in a single penny for them. Not even a box top. There's a plane model inside every single Pep package. So, gang, start right now collecting your squadrons of Pep model planes. Be sure your mother gets you a package of super delicious Pep tomorrow. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. While Superman made his painful decision to postpone his search for Jimmy Olsen and Poco and combat the new menace to our troop convoys, Jimmy and Poco, together with Utak, their Eskimo friend, face a sad fate. In a snow house in the secret German garrison near the North Pole, Poco sleeps restlessly, while Jimmy and Utak converse in low tones.
I'm glad Poco was asleep when that German corporal was here, Utak.
Hey, it was bad news he brought.
You're not kidding. What made them change their minds?
Nauna.
Huh?
I do not know. First they said we would be shot tomorrow early. Now they say today when the sun is low.
Yeah. Gosh, that'll be pretty soon.
Very soon.
Golly, Listen, are those Nazis still outside?
Hey, and they watch from their igloo pack. A white man's house with their guns.
It looks like we're done for, all right. There's that noise again, like an explosion.
Hey, the Germans dynamite the frozen sea.
What are they doing that for?
Nauna, I know not. Some devil's work it must be. If they do nothing but devil's work here.
Or any other place. That is again. I wonder what they're up to and why they're here in the first place.
Again, I say it must be devil's work.
Yeah, but I wish I knew. Hey, look. Someone's coming.
Hey.
That's Randy Corporal who brought us here.
Hey, is he? I think he comes for us now.
Oh, gosh. What'll we do?
He is alone.
But he's got his gun.
It matters not. We must die anyway.
What do you mean?
Wait for that one, Poco. When this German devil enters into the igloo, and we will greet him by throwing ourselves upon him.
But... Okay, Utak. We've got to die. We might as well die fighting. I'll wake Poco.
It is too late. He's here. You and I must do it alone.
Crouched beside the low entrance of the igloo, Jimmy and Utak wait tensely for the German corporal to enter. What will happen? Can our friends escape under the very nose of the German garrison? Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Gang, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. This is Mutual.